Fellowship meals. Everybody wants to go take a nap now. Food was really good. Appreciate having these. And if we had one every week, I'd have a hard time fitting in my clothes. But we're glad to have that opportunity this afternoon. Maybe you remember when Michael Jordan was kind of at the real height of his popularity. They did some commercials on there with the theme, I Want to Be Like Mike, and holding him up as a role model, I guess, in a sense. And as I recall those, I also recall thinking about role models that I picked when I was younger. And while they seemed like a good one to attach to when I was a youngster, when I got older, I found out they had clay feet. For, I guess, my first real sports hero was Mickey Mantle. And what not many young boys in America during those days wouldn't have thought a whole lot about him unless they ever met him. Because I've read, you know, in later years how he was not accessible very much to those young boys who wanted his autograph or whatever. And then certainly learning about the lifestyle that he chose to live outside of sports. And unfortunately, I picked that type of role model too regularly. I liked them for their sports accomplishments, but then when I found out about them, then it wasn't seeming so good. But sports heroes or other things like that are really not who we ought to be looking up to in that regard. So instead of I want to be like Mike, we might say I want to be like Abel, who offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. You know, it says in Genesis chapter 4, it talks about the sacrifices that they brought before the Lord, and Abel's sacrifice was accepted, but Cain's was not. And in Hebrews 11, it tells us about that it was more acceptable because he did it by faith. So maybe I want to be more like Abel. Or maybe I want to be more like Enoch, of whom it is said, he walked with God and God took him. It's just impossible to imagine that relationship. Or maybe I want to be like Noah. Abel was Hebrews 11:4, and Enoch was Hebrews 11:5, and then Noah is Hebrews 11:6. But that's a really awesome verse talking about him, because it says about him that when he understood what was going on, it says that he built an ark to the saving of his house, and then became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You know, you want to talk to somebody about the importance of faith, and it certainly it is important, because Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. But there's more than just believing that God is, and there's more than just believing that Jesus is his son, but that most of the religious world wants to hang on that, everything on that, like the guy you were talking with this weekend, or this week, who was confident in his salvation, but he hadn't been baptized for the remission of his sins, but yet he didn't believe that was necessary because he had that faith. But Noah became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith, because he did what God said, not just because he believed that God was. Then it goes to Abraham. I want to be like Abraham, who was willing to offer his only son. You think about the promises that God made to Abraham when he took him from his homeland and his family and took him to a place he'd never been before. Genesis chapter 12. And he made promises to him. And one of those promises that through your seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed, and he didn't have a seed yet. He was around 80 years old. He didn't have, this promised seed didn't come until he was 100. Now, not many people, 100 in our society, would even think about the possibility of having a child, but Abraham fathered one, Isaac. And then God, at some point in his life, asked him, you take your promised son, Isaac, and you take him up to where I tell you to on this mountain, and you offer him to me as a sacrifice. Who would be willing to do that with their son? But he was willing to. Or I want to be like Moses, who when God called him from Mount Sinai, or Mount whatever, in the burning bush, he said, I want you to go to Egypt and bring my people out. And while he was awfully reluctant to go, he finally did. And look at what all was accomplished under his leadership. Or I want to be like Joshua. Now, Joshua's faith was demonstrated when the spies came back with a negative report. Joshua is described as one who wholly followed the Lord. But when he led them in across the Jordan River and they began conquering the land, at the end of his life, he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to be like that. Or I want to be like David. Not everything about David. For certainly, if you picked a Bible hero, he would be a good choice. But he certainly had clay feet also, for look at the sins that he sinned concerning Bathsheba. But nonetheless, the Bible describes him as a man after God's own heart. So that even though in his weaknesses and the things that he did that were not right, he knew and confessed his sin to God that he might be forgiven. Or I want to be like those young men that were carried off into captivity into Babylon, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And Daniel was not ashamed of God and his faith in God. And he prayed openly to God despite a decree from the ruler there that said you have to be thrown into the lion's den. Or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were told, bow down and worship this image or we're going to cast you into the fiery furnace. And their words in response are just ring out with faith. You know, they didn't say, can you give us a minute to talk with each other and figure out how we want to answer your question? Or sit down and say, what's the easiest way to answer this question and stay out of trouble? And not, but is it possible for us to do that and not deny our faith? So instead, what they said was, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. For our God can save us if he will, but even if he doesn't, we will not bow down and worship that image. Or maybe I would like to be like Paul. You think about Paul as the younger man, Saul of Tarsus, and he was a witness to the stoning of Stephen. He became the persecutor of the church, but then he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he was willing to change his whole life to be a servant of God, to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But as we think about all of those Bible characters, and we could have picked more to make this point, that each of them were human beings just like we are. Each of them, while they had their defining moments in their faith towards God, also had the negative moments that we all are subject to, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, in top of all of that list of great Bible characters, I want to be like Jesus. John 4:34, he said regarding food, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Think about that. Or in Matthew 20:28, when he said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. And he best illustrated that in the upper room when he, the master, got down and washed his apostles' feet in an act of humility. Or in Luke 19:10, where he said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Or in Philippians 2:8, of him it says that he didn't count it robbery to be equal with God, but he took on the form of a servant. He took on the form of a man and was obedient unto the Father, even unto death on the cross. And you might recall, if you read the passages in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where he's in the garden. And he went to the garden with 11, and then he went farther with just 3, and then he went even farther by himself. And while he was in there, and he prayed 3 times, it says, I would that this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. Or as he's described in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, where it talks about some men might be willing to give their lives for another man if he's a good person, but mostly not. But then it says, God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, not because we were good or righteous, because we're not. He died for us because we're sinners. So as I think about who I would like to model my life after, all of those men that I mentioned would be good examples for us to follow. Paul even said, be ye followers of me as I am also of Christ. But Christ is the supreme role model for each of us. And we ought to try to live our lives to be as much like him as we can. You may be here this afternoon and you've not obeyed the gospel, or you're not living the life that Christ would have you to as his follower. We want to give you the opportunity to get right with God. If you have a need, won't you come right now as we stand and sing our song of encouragement.